Hello, welcome once again to Leto's Law. I'm Steve Leto. Sean sent me a story out of Florida, which I thought would be appropriate because this is the first episode of Season 6, and I'll explain my numbering and nomenclature at the end of the video for those of you who are interested in these kinds of things, or if you've got the kind of OCD that means that you're going to be freaking out until you understand how I number my video series. But Sean sent me a story out of Florida, and he said, Steve, this is one you'll enjoy. It's actually a case. And now, it's not a recent case, but it's a case in Florida, and I suspect it's still good law. But it came down in 2010, but we always like to see cases where the courts explain which laws apply to whom and why. And one of the things we've often talked about on this channel is whether or not you need a driver's license to operate a vehicle someplace other than on the public road. In other words, can you get a ticket for driving without a license improperly when you're in your own driveway, for instance? And some states that can happen. Well, here's what happens in Florida to a guy named Stephen Jeffrey Mattingly. And the case is Mattingly versus Florida. Came down August 6, 2010 is the opinion. And Stephen Mattingly entered a no contest plea to possession of methamphetamine and driving while license suspended or revoked. And he reserved the right to appeal the denial of his motion to suppress evidence. He contends that the trial court erred in denying his motion to suppress because he was not driving on a street or highway as defined by Florida statutes when he was stopped for driving with a suspended license. Follow along. Because the evidence supports the trial court's factual determination that the road is open to the public, we affirm. Meaning, his argument doesn't fly here, my friends. At the hearing on appellant's motion to suppress, Deputy Eugene Harper testified that on January 29th, 2009, he observed appellant drive his car from the rear of his property onto a dirt road called 205th and then start driving toward another dirt road called 140th. Deputy Harper knew that appellant's driver's license was suspended. After Harper confirmed that appellant was the person driving the car, he attempted a traffic stop, but appellant did not stop. Instead, he continued driving until he's back at his own house. When appellant got out of his car, a packet containing illegal drugs fell to the ground. Let's call that mistake number two. Deputy Harper testified that although the roads are privately owned, he would describe them as public access roads. The roads do not have any stop signs or streetlights, but one of the roads nearby has a bar that is open to the public. Deputy Harper testified that the roads on which appellant was driving have no signs or other devices that would label the roads as private property or otherwise restrict access. Appellant presented the testimony of Mike McCain, the asset manager for the Marion County Transportation Department, who testified that the county did not maintain the roads in the area known as the Big Scrub campsite, where Deputy Harper observed appellant driving. At the conclusion of the hearing, appellant argued that because the dirt roads in the Big Scrub area were private roads that were not maintained by the county, it was not illegal for him to drive on those roads without a valid license. The trial court denied the motion. So Florida law makes it illegal for a person with a suspended, canceled, or revoked license to drive a motor vehicle on the highways of the state. And highway is defined as the entire width between the boundary lines of a way or place if any part of that way or place is open to public use for purposes of vehicular traffic. Doesn't matter who owns it. Is it open for use? This court has previously held that the definition of a street or highway in the statute includes traffic ways and parking areas that are open to public use by vehicles, even though the areas are not owned or maintained by a governmental agency. And they cite another case there. Whether a street is considered to be open to public use is usually a question of fact. Here, the record supports the trial court's conclusion that the roads at issue were open to public use. So there you have it. The man was driving on a suspended license on a road which was private, no question it was private, but it was open to public use. Therefore, the police had the right to stop the man. They could ticket him for the driving infraction. And then, of course, when the drugs fell out of the car, like I said, that was mistake number two. And he gets in trouble for that. And so I've explained before in videos that when you have a driver's license, it allows you to drive certain places. The police can, of course, enforce the traffic laws on you. And some states define that very, very broadly as to where those traffic laws can be enforced. And I've read cases before, for instance, of a man who got a drunk driving ticket in his own driveway. And there was no question that the car had not left the property. Drunk driving in his own driveway. and that's been upheld on appeal. So these kinds of things are possible. And so this idea that you think you're just going to get off on a technicality ain't going to happen. And so that's the case out of Florida. Like I said, that is the case in many other states as well. So there you have it. Driving a suspended license on private property, ticket, still good. And everything that flowed therefrom, likewise, good. So as I mentioned before, if you watched the tail end of my last video, which was video number 5.500, in the credits I wrote, "Thus endeth season 5. And when I started doing these videos, I was doing one a week, keeping up with the podcast I was doing, which is a weekly podcast. Somewhere along the line, I started doing more than one a week, and then became a couple a week, and then one a day, and before you knew it, it was two a day. And so sometime around when I started numbering the seasons, I would just simply put the season number, you know, season 2, and then I'd just number 1, 2, 3, 4, you know. And the numbers climbed, and I never anticipated a day when I'd actually have 3 digits following the point in the number designation, the nomenclature. So starting last year, season 5, I had people complaining and saying, you know, "Steve, you have one. This is, you know, number 5.1 or something. I think I do. And then, you know, if you are so used to how computers think, you would like to see that as 5.001 and so on. But I hadn't anticipated how many videos I'd be making in season 5. So in anticipation of making just as many videos this season as I made last season, I'm beginning this year's numbering system, this season's numbering system, season 6.000. Because in my mind, if you're going to start a timeline, you're going to start a thing, you got to start at zero, my friends. So I'm starting at 6.000. And of course, I could say 0.0. It would confuse some people, but others would get the joke from Animal House. But complete digression. So this, my friends, is the first episode of season 6, 6.000. I'm glad you stuck with me this long. Hope you stick around for another 500 or 600 videos this season as well. Questions or comments, put them below. Otherwise, talk to you later. Bye-bye.